We're speaking this morning with Maureen Kavanagh, CEO of Active Retirement Ireland. Maureen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you down there?
Very good.
Chilly, Kerry.
It's chilly enough, that's for sure. And that's what's kind of catching people. A lot of people feeling the summer really hasn't started yet. And the fires are still on, unbelievably.
Yeah, I know. She look at it, it's the same here. And equally, like we all think, the sunny southeast and the sunny south, but unfortunately our summer hasn't really arrived yet for us.
It certainly hasn't. Look, are there implications then for people who do have the fire on or do have the heat on? They would have, been, to an extent, been banking on not spending that money this time of year.
Yes, I mean, certainly, look, we all know that as we all get older, we do require more heat and, you know, and we do know that people, regardless of, you know, the type of Irish summer that we have, that people do need to keep their heating going at certain times and keep their house warm, keep themselves warm. And that's very, very important, because if you don't keep yourself warm, you know, and eat well as well, that there are implications on people's health. But I suppose for Active Retirement Ireland, we, on behalf of our members and in consultation with our members around the country, we do a pre-budget submission this time of the year to the Department of Social Protection. And with that, one of the things we are asking is that they reintroduce the 32-week payment. That means that that payment for the food allowance, and that would bring relief to older people servicing, you know, the excessive winter bills, balances and carried into the warmer months. Unfortunately, that payment is only at 28 weeks. So we are asking the government to put back the 32 weeks. That would help people in terms of their fuel bills. But I suppose the bigger question here isn't about emergency payments, isn't about, you know, these supports. It's the fact of the matter is the state pension is not where it should be. The state pension should be at 34% of the average wage, but it's not. It's only at 28.6, which means that the pension would need to be raised around 52 euros a week to bring it up to what the government has already promised, which is that they would have the pension set and benchmarked against 34% of the average wage. Now, imagine all people on a pension out there, if they were told they were going to get that 52 euros a week. Imagine what they'd be able to do with it.
And the difference it would make. Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's the bigger question here, is why is the government not fulfilling its promise to older people?
Well, I suppose, look, it may be argued, and Jack Chambers is the man in question now, the Minister for Finance, it may be argued that, look, notwithstanding the pension increase you're talking about, 28 weeks to 32 weeks you're talking about, that's increasing government current spending. That's not a one-off. You mentioned emergency payments there, Maureen. An emergency payment could be put in place for this summer to cater for the colder weather, perhaps, if it could be done. But at the same time, if you increase the 32 weeks, the fuel payment, if you increase the pension, that's an increase in government spending, current spending, that's with us forever and requires more money to meet it every year. What do you say to that argument? I'm saying that in the context of record tax takes, another increase in the multinational tax take yesterday. I'm aware of that, but that there's always controls now, particularly from what we've learned in the past about the risk of increasing current multi-annual spending.
Absolutely, Jerry, but I suppose the big question here again is that what sort of country do we all want to grow old in? And all we want is an income that we can just live by. And that's what the state pension should be. It isn't about, we can't afford this. This is about an essential income that just gives people who have worked their lives, have contributed all their lives, and will continue to contribute in their retirement lives and their older lives, just gives them an income that is just about manageable. I mean, 329 euros a week is what the pension should be. That's not a huge amount of money for people to be living on. But at least if it was brought up to that, which is the government, and the government has costed this and the government has put it in its, a program, that it needs to be up at 34%. So that's all we're asking. Just do that. And that stops then this, the pension being used as a political football. Every time a budget is coming around, oh, we're going to put the pension up by 12 euros. Oh, we're going to do this. If you benchmark the pension and set it at the promised rate, then people know what their income is going to be and they can plan around that.
They have certainty, which would do a lot for people. Okay, let me ask you, are you going to have to bring forward, and this will no doubt be part of your pre-budget submission, Maureen, as you prepare every year, will you have to bring forward that now, with October the 1st being the date for the budget this year?
We have already submitted this to the Department of Social Protection, and we're actually meeting with them next week to go through our proposals. And there are other proposals that we would, like, maintain the free travel scheme, keep the Christmas bonus. These are vital supports that enable older people to have some quality of life.
So you're making your arguments now as part of the pre-budget process for October? That will be fed into the considerations of the minister and the civil servants who decide on these things.
That's right, because we need to ensure that we get our proposals that are based on what our members are saying into the government early while they're writing up their plans for the budget in October.
Yeah, and that's all part of that. Okay, if you have a view on that, we want to hear from you on the programme. Maureen, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. We'll see what way that goes when it comes to budget time. But thanks for giving us your view for Active Retirement Ireland.
Thank you very much, Gerry, for the time.